Well, if you're not on vacation, maybe you worked all week for the weekend, and there's so much going on. Lots more excitement this time of the year, right? With the kids out of school, vacation planning, you got the big game of Mosaic tonight. And, of course, Craven Country Thunder is one of the biggest parties of the summer that people look forward to. That's on as well. And maybe you just want a little time to yourself and tend to the garden in your yard. Well, don't get too comfortable because you know who is here, and he always wants us to stay busy at it. Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk, Dutch Growers. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning. It's great. Don't forget the Craven. Don't forget your mosquito repellent and your suntan lotion.
Spoken like a man who spent a little time there in his days.
Yeah.
Hey, I know most people likely fertilize their lawns in the spring, but you suggest now it's time to do it again. What's going on?
Yeah, the fertilizer is pretty much used up. With a lot of the fertilizer you put on, you know, back in the end of April and beginning of May. So now I'll put a summertime fertilizer on, and I like using the one that's made in Saskatchewan. It's called Groundskeeper. In the summertime one, you use the one in spring, you use a 16 nitrogen. The summertime, they have a 23 nitrogen, but no phosphorus. It works really well, and it'll get your... You'll be the envy of the block, let's just say that way, Greg.
That's good to know. And as you fertilize the lawn, should you be fertilizing any pots and vegetables along with it?
Actually, if you haven't fertilized your pots, they need... I like putting a slow-release fertilizer on, and then once a week, I just hit them with some 20-20-20. You'll have the best pots, because most of the plants you put in pots, like, they're all a very vigorous plant, like potato vines or some of the big petunias and that kind of stuff. So they need to be hit at least once a week with a 20-20-20 just to fill them out, because the pots in that potting mix that you put in, they leach out the nutrients so quickly, and also they just grow so fast to eat it all up. So if you want really nice baskets and even your vegetables, putting a lower nitrogen and a lower phosphorus one in, like one fertilizer is meant for vegetables. If you got vegetables in a pot, make them grow. And if you got tomatoes in the ground, they've been kind of slow this year because we haven't had the heat like we normally get, you know, like really hot, especially this next week. And so give them a good vegetable fertilizer with calcium in it, and then it'll help you not getting that blossom end rot.
Okay, Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk, Sunday mornings at 9. He wants you to fertilize and then move over to the birches and maples. You could give them a trim now, right?
Yeah, definitely you can give them a trim. Birches and maples, if you prune them in late fall or if you prune them in early spring, they tend to bleed like crazy, Greg. So what you want to do is, usually by the middle of July until the end of September is when you want to prune birches and maples. And so give them a pruning now if you need to trim that branch off that keeps hitting your, knock your sunglasses off while you're mowing and that. Now's a good time to do it, or one that branches that are scraping the house and that kind of stuff. Great time to do it right now. And all your spring flowering shrubs, Greg, like your lilacs and your double flowering plum, your forsythia, anything that blooms really early in the spring, give them, deadhead them right now. Cut all those little flowers off and everything else, and then that way next spring, when you hit them with that fertilizer right now, because basically I like July 15th is the last time I'll fertilize my big trees, because I want them to get ready for next spring. And the shrubs, I can go until August 1st, and so then you quit fertilizing.
Okay.
So you want to give them all a nice fertilizing right now, and then give them those early blooming shrubs a pruning now, like the lilacs, and you'll get twice as many blooms next year.
Well, that's good to know. It's Rick Van Dyvendyk, host of Garden Talk. What about fruit trees? They're starting to come alive now. Is there anything we should be doing?
Yeah, like, you know, your Saskatoons are really filling out. Your hascaps are done now. You basically picked those where the birds got them on you. And
yes.
But otherwise, your Saskatoons, your gooseberries, your Nanking cherries, your sour cherries are really starting to fill out now. Give them a good watering right now, and even some fruit and berry fertilizer to fill them out so that you got nice, juicy fruit to pick in the next week or two. So now's a good time to make sure that... I like sticking a piece of rebar, Greg, and I stick it down like about 8 to 12 inches down to make sure the moisture's there, because if you're just watering with your lawn, you're only going down a couple inches, and they need a little bit more than that, especially your trees, too.
Okay, Rick Van Dyvendyk, more if you have a question for Rick. Sunday mornings, 2 whole hours starting at 9. We'll listen to you then. Rick, have a good weekend.
You too. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a drink on 7-Eleven. It's 7-Eleven Day, the 11th day of the 7th month. 7-Eleven stores have been doing this for the last 60 years. Having a Slurpee day. And today, if you walk in, well, now, pardon me, as of 7 o'clock this morning, till 11, you can ask and get a free small Slurpee today. Coke is the number one pick, according to 7-Eleven, over and over, but also would be my pick. I'm pretty simple when it comes. I don't really mash anything together. My daughter loves to use Coke, cream soda, and a few others. Joining me now, Andrew Shepherd from the 980 CJME Newsroom. You have a Slurpee favorite?
I'm not. I don't really have a go-to. I don't really actually get Slurpees very often. I might be one of the minorities. I'm not a big Slurpee guy, but when I go, I like cream sodas. Always good. Yeah.
Cream soda is one of the best.
Do they have Dr. Pepper? I think I've seen that.
Sure, they do.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, you just got to, it's different. I was trying to school you this morning, and I think I did, because I even surprised myself in discovering that the Slurpee was actually invented not by 7-Eleven, but by a guy who ran a Dairy Queen a long time ago in 1958. His soda fountain broke down, so he shoved all the pop into a freezer thinking he'll sell it partially frozen. And then he thought, people loved it. He made his own company up. He called it the Icy Company and took that and sold the rights to 7-Eleven in 1965. And they could name it whatever they wanted, had exclusive rights to it from the Icy Company, and the Slurpee was born.
It was literally just half-frozen Coke.
We got to thank Dairy Queen for it.
There we go.
Yeah, trip to the Sev today for a free one. Shep, you're going camping this weekend. Do you tent or a RV? What are you doing?
Oh, no, we're tenters. Yeah. It's a big group of guys, about like 10 to 12 of us. We get three sites all next to each other and go to Echo Valley. And they've been doing it for 21 years. They started in high school. And it's the 21st year this year, and I've been doing, this will be my fourth time joining them, so it's a good time.
Okay, three groups of guys, three side-by-side campsites. Why don't you share your campsite numbers so that people can move now?
Yeah, no, we're good. We're pretty good. We're a respectable bunch.
All right. Well, no respect for President Trump. Canada, again, taking another hit last night. A letter on Truth Social says what?
Yeah, he's been sending out these tariff letters to countries, and it looks like Mark Carney's got one on his desk now. Trump is announcing he's going to impose 35% tariffs on all Canadian goods starting August 1st. Now, this is kind of related to fentanyl. It's like we're at the beginning of this all over again. It was initially a 25% tariff. He pointed to fentanyl crossing the border in this letter. It once again points to fentanyl crossing the border. Now, Canada created that fentanyl czar. And just yesterday, there was a report from the Manhattan Institute in New York looking at data which found 99% of fentanyl pills and 97% of powder was found along the Mexican border. And this is all amid while Prime Minister Carney was working on a deal he said to hopefully get in place, a new trade deal by July 21st. But it seems like, well, now we got a whole new issue with now August 1st, this new
deadline. And the 21st, that was the date Trump gave, and
keeps evolving, yeah.
It'll move again. It'll move again. Look, a little serious up north with the wildfires.
Yeah, the fire is on Beauval's doorstep. We've been telling you how it's been creeping closer there and closing the highway north to Patchinac. It's Beauval's Emergency Operations Center says it lost the canteen building at the rec grounds. Crews were putting out fires last night behind some apartments, but the last update from 10 o'clock last night says no structural loss in Beauval. Now, this was after the Public Safety Agency, during their update yesterday afternoon, said that the fire was about 6 kilometers away and that they had hoped for favorable winds this weekend, but it looks like it's kind of moving in.
Okay, more details on that and much more coming up with Andrew Shepherd. CJME News Time now is 6:58. Well, you can't say there's nothing to do this weekend, right? We've got the game tonight. Craven Country Thunder began last night. Big party in the beer gardens with the Hunter brothers. I heard it was a great time, and the weekend forecast pretty conducive to getting out, sitting there, enjoying some country music and some rock with Def Leppard, too, on Sunday night. And they really recommend taking the bus if you're going. You could, at least from Victoria Square, Southland and from the Turvey Center on certain days too. And in Moose Jaw, there's a stop too. So check out the bus schedule on the Craven Country Thunder website. Now, what else is there to do? You just heard it. Superman has arrived in theaters.
Hey, buddy. Eyes up here.
Directed by the same guy that brought us the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. And as I said earlier, that's why there's a dog in Superman. He kind of based it on a dog he had in his own household and said, hey, Superman should have a dog. Humanizing Superman. Is it enough to say you should go to this movie? Well, Brett Buster's a resident movie critic. Saw it last night. Did you like the dog?
No, actually, I hated the dog in the movie. One of the most annoying parts
How
of the
could
movie.
You hate a dog.
You wait till you see it, Greg. I didn't really like this movie, I gotta say. I'm not.
What happened? Why didn't you like it?
Well, I'll preface this by saying I'm not a Superman fan. I never have been. I've always found the character kind of dull. I only just recently watched the original Christopher Reeve film, and I thought it was pretty good. It's not great to me. Mm-hmm. So I went in kind of with whatever expectations, and I just found this movie aggressively silly and corny and like a live action cartoon, but not in a fun way. Like it felt very just sort of overstuffed and way too much going on and very unfunny. And it really thought it was funny. And there was just a lot of stuff that didn't jive with me.
What about the special effects and Superman flying through the air?
That was cool. I mean, you could tell they used a lot of drone footage and to get to show the speed of Superman. And overall, I liked David Corn-Sweat as our new Superman. I thought he did a good job. Rachel Brosnahan was good as Lois Lane and Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor. But there's just too many characters going on in this movie, and Crypto like really just got on my nerves because it was
the dog.
Yeah, it was just there to cause chaos, and it just felt like it brought the movie down every time he showed up on screen. And I just thought the story was kind of ridiculous. Like I was hoping it would get better, and then by the third act, I was kind of ready for it to end. Yeah. And my wife didn't like it either.
Well, James Gunn directed it.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
And did you like him directing those?
I do. And he also directed the Suicide Squad for DC.
You don't think it worked here, though?
No, I think he was the wrong choice, honestly. And I think he nailed the Guardians of the Galaxy, kind of like a B-tier squad, and the music was great in that. There was a lot of like punk rock music in this movie, which I felt didn't fit. And it's just like, It's okay. I would call it mediocre, middle of the road. And
what was the rest of the audience? Could you feel anything from the rest of the audience watching?
I heard some young teenage boys kind of talking about it after the fact, but there was no big applause at the end or anything. Yeah. Like it was very sort of
so not even as good as the Minecraft movie.
Oh God, it's better than the Minecraft movie. But I actually like Jurassic World Rebirth more than this, and everyone's dogging on that movie, and I think it was more entertaining.
Well, will Superman beat the dinos this weekend at the box office? It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, and there's also two worthless post-credit scenes. I wouldn't even stick around for them. They added literally nothing to the movie.
Okay, all right.
I'd give it like a 5 out of 10. I'm kind of bummed.
Yeah, but they say there's going to be a sequel. The guy that plays him is signed up for the sequel.
Well, and they've already shot, or they're shooting Supergirl. That's coming out, and she makes an appearance at the very end of the movie. It's actually her dog. Crypto is her dog, so she comes to get it back at the end of the movie. But
well, you could have warned me about the spoiler.
I don't think if you read the comics, you already know.
You're done. You're over. Okay, just a so-so on the new Superman. That's Brett Buster. Thank you, Brett. Hey, it's 7-Eleven day. If you want a free Slurpee, today's the day. Now till 11 tonight. You can walk into any 7-Eleven, get a free small Slurpee if you're interested. And coming up with Andrew Shepherd, the Regina Urgent Care Center in North Albert, reducing hours again for the weekend. They're not even opening on Sunday. It'll be closed then, but more on that at cjme.com as well. And grab your fishing rod. It's free fishing weekend, Saturday, Sunday. You don't need a license, but you do have to stick to limits. And it'd be a good idea to look on the website to make sure you know the difference between each fish because they are close. And that could get you into trouble as well, too, when you get all your catches together. And we're monitoring what's going on in Beauvais, Northern Saskatchewan here. The blaze has now crept into the community there. An update coming up at the bottom of the hour. Well, that's from his CD, Jock Jams.
Evan Bray requested this.
Did I? Greg, every time I walk in the studio, please, Greg, could you play that?
Your CD Jock Jams, that must have been your workout video, your inspiration, huh? Did you go to the gym? You were a wannabe police officer to work out every morning in your...
I'm not sure that was on my workout, but I did have a mixtape that I played on my yellow... what was the cassette that you, what was that called?
Oh my God. A cassette player?
No. I'm drawing a blank. You wore it on your belt, you know.
Oh, like a Walkman.
Yeah. I don't know why I was drawing a blank there. Anyway, I was proud to have one of those.
All right. Gotcha. Hey, when you were a cop on 7-Eleven, free Slurpee day, I bet you guys just rolled up.
Why do you have to say when you were a cop?
Well,
what does it matter if I was a cop or not?
I just like to reflect a little on what you were like there. You know, we just got through your workout and now...
Frank, I feel like Greg's a little randy this
morning. Frank's the
or
producer
something.
Looking through the glass here. Yeah. No, seriously, is it okay if officers roll up to 7-Eleven and get their free Slurpee today too?
Well, I would guess so. I mean, I love Slurpees. I'm not a guy that likes to mix them. You know how some people like to have the layers of all the different flavors? I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Just go in and get one flavor.
Swamp water. Remember we used to call it swamp water and get all the mixes going?
So gross.
Yeah, for sure. So you don't have a favorite Slurpee now?
Not really. I don't think I'm a big Slurpee guy. I couldn't categorize myself probably when I was younger, but now.
Well, let's talk about the Riders tonight. Yeah. There's a lot of drama behind this game because, you know, we're undefeated. They knocked off the undefeated Bombers last week. They're coming in hot. Hot quarterbacks and defense. And
Greg, this might be an awesome game. I'm feeling confident. Yeah. I'm feeling confident. In fact, my score, I heard you talking to Belton this morning. My score is quite close to yours. I'm saying 27-21 Riders. I think you said 29-21.
I said 29-21. Belton said 24-20. Yeah, no, and the weather looks good. It's not too miserably hot. You're not going to Craven, are you?
No, not going to Craven. I think we're probably going to head out to the lake or the cabin this weekend, our little family cabin out by Catepwa.
Nice.
Free fishing weekend, too, so...
You've got Jason Manity on the show.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. I always like having Jason on. He's a great fishing ambassador. Yeah. And, you know, all the questions you normally would ask him.
Did you fish a lot when you were a kid?
Well, my dad loved fishing. So as a byproduct of that, we often would go out with him. And, you know, if you're going fishing with dad, you're not going out for an hour. You've got to be ready. You're out there the better part of the day.
My older brother, Mark, he was the big fisherman. And when we had our cabin on Echo, his big thing was to get up early. It was supposed to be up at 5, which... you could never understand because we stayed up so late around the campfire.
Right.
But we'd get up at 5. I hate fishing, by the way. But
Do
we
you?
Only had a rowboat back in those days. So I enjoy being
it's
in the rowboat.
A lot of work.
And my cousins and Mark and I, we'd go fishing. They'd cast and we did silly things, you know, when you had to go pee and someone would have to stand up, go pee. Of course, we would rock the rowboat and it would be all over them. You know, silly boy stuff. But ask Jason about that. Does it matter if you get up really early? Really bite better.
You have better success early in the morning. Okay.
Thank you. Got Belton talking about football. He's going to be eating later with you.
Yeah. And Green and White Progs, which is always a big hit, of course, on Rider game day. We actually got quite a bit of Rider on today because I'm starting with Britton Gray. He's joining me, who, of course, Green's own Rider reporter, follows them super close. So we've got him joining me just after 8:30.
And I think Donald Trump will be a topic again today.
Like, what is it with this guy?
I'm so tired.
I'm numb to this now, right? You think about how we reacted the first time. Things are now, people are like, oh yeah, more tariffs.
Well, 35%. And now he's pushing the date. You know, we were working towards the 21st. Now he says it's August 1st. And I don't think it'll be August 1st either.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see how the federal government responds to this, whether they actually do counter tariffs or not. But
okay. Oh, back to the game before I wanted to get your opinion. TSN's Luke Wilson is on the sidelines tonight for Friday Night Football. Should Rider fans boo the heck out of him?
I don't think they will. I don't think
Rider fans. He said the Bomber fans are better.
I know, but I don't think Rider fans are going to boo him.
He got boo him loud. Boo him loud.
I'll be watching for you.
7:28.